If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. And National Italian Beef Day is right around the corner, May 24th. Joining us on the phone is from one of the founding members of Bona Beef, Joe Bonavolato. I knew I was going to screw this up. Bonavolato Jr. Joe Bonavolato Jr. is joining us on the phone. Joe, thanks for taking some time. I know it's a busy month for you guys at Bona Beef. We'll get into some of the specials and all of that, but we really appreciate having you on.
No, the pleasure's ours, Kevin, and thank you so much, Michael, for having us on. And yeah, we're sometimes overly excited about Italian beef, and you know, we picked this month to kind of celebrate it, and you know, we're really happy with the progress of what started 10 years ago when we first petitioned, you know, people to get us to a national holiday. And what's happened now over the last 10 years has been very, very, very fun to watch.
Well, let's talk about that. You guys petitioned to have May 24th become National Italian Beef Day, one of my favorite holidays, Joe. And just talk about that a little bit. I mean, this is Italian beef is special here in Chicago, around Chicago. So just talk about it a little bit more about the idea to do something like this and how it all came about.
Sure. So, you know, I think we all know that Chicago is known for great food. You know, certainly, you know, wonderful restaurants, chef-driven restaurants, as well as, you know, wonderful street food. I believe the gyros was invented in Chicago. I know the deep dish pizza and, of course, the Chicago hot dog. So those are all more a little bit more well-known items throughout the country. And, you know, it just seems like Italian beef never gets its day in the, you know, in the limelight, so to speak. And, you know, we've been in business for over 40 years. And, you know, we always struggle with, you know, how come people don't know about Italian beef outside of Chicago and that. And, you know, so we set out to say, okay, we need to start celebrating it. And not just ourselves. We tried to include all of the other restaurants that sell Italian beef to really, you know, really put the brand out, put their brands out there, put their product out there and just basically celebrate the beef. And now people are celebrating it in you know, all different ways. A lot of our associates that, you know, have Italian beef restaurants, they're doing it. Some of the larger chains, a lot of the grocery stores are offering Italian beef at discounted prices. So it's really becoming, you know, actually even beyond what we had hoped for 10 years ago.
Now, Kevin and I have talked about this a few times over the years, that Italian beef is the Chicago food item. I mean, everyone has pizza. Yeah, deep dish pizza is one of our things too. But I feel like Italian beef is the quintessential Chicago food item. And that's been a big part of your family for a really long time. You know, kind of tell us a little bit about how your family got into Italian beef. I know your recipes are all family recipes that have kind of carried over for generations here. Kind of tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So that's a great question. So, you know, Italian beef, right? You know, you hear that product and you think, oh, it must have started in Italy. Well, it didn't. It started in Chicago. And the story goes is that, you know, as the Italian immigrants settled in Chicago, and then the fact that we had the stockyards in Chicago, they had access to, you know, to the meat. And obviously, when the Italian immigrants came to Chicago, they didn't have a lot of money. So they were looking for basically, you know, less expensive cuts of meat. So they settled in on like a sirloin, which at the time wasn't very costly, but it had a tremendous amount of flavor. And what they would do is they would roast the beef, and they would make the gravy from the drippings of the beef. That's why we call it beef gravy, not odd juice. It's you know, that's where it gets me upset when somebody says, give me some extra juice. No, it's gravy. And the definition of gravy is it's made with beef drippings. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that they made it the way they cooked everything, right? They slow cooked everything, whether it was their red gravy on Sundays or their roasts or anything they did. It's because they wanted to get the most out of it. And that's how Italian beef was founded, by Italian-American immigrants with access to the stockyards. And there's a lot of the great families, the Pacelli family from Al's, the Scala family that had the Italian sausage company. And our uncle actually was the original Mr. Beef, and he opened in 1960, late 50s, early 60s. And so that was our family recipe that that when we got into business, we used a variation of that family recipe to start our own Italian beef restaurant. And back in 1981, we opened in Berwyn, Illinois, which was actually down the street from our childhood home. Our parents took out a $10,000 second mortgage on the house, and they put us into business.
Wow. Joe, have you attempted to send any Italian beef to the Vatican yet for our Chicago Pope?
The word is that he likes it baptized. I'm
right.
Not sure about that.
You know,
that's the word on the street.
After Pope Leo, you know, that all started, and everyone was trying to jump in on the deals with including baptized. It's like Bona started the baptized thing. We have to clarify that is your thing there. So I'm making sure that I correct people when we talk about that.
I appreciate that. Thank you, because we did start that.
I got to visit the Berwyn location last week. They actually took me behind the scenes to see a lot of it. And first off, great staff, super friendly. And I'm glad I appreciate them taking time to let me, you know, take some photos, which we'll include on the website with this episode. But, you know, it seems like the Berwyn location, and I imagine a lot of your other locations, are all kind of integral to the communities around them. Is that something that you're kind of going for with all of your locations? I could definitely feel it in that Berwyn spot.
Yeah, absolutely. We opened our 32nd restaurant yesterday in Gurnee, Illinois, and we make it a point to really get embedded into the community. Whether it's, you know, making sure that we hire the majority of the staff from the community, to even looking for the management team from the community. We get involved in the local charities or little leagues or soccer teams. We absolutely do that. And, you know, if you've read through all of our, you know, training material and everything, you know, our staff is an extension of our family. We want our staff to feel like they're our family. And in turn, we want our staff to treat our guests like their family. And, you know, it may sound a little corny, but it's true. That is the approach that we take in service and hospitality within our restaurants.
So it's National Italian Beef Day right around the corner, May 24th. But talk about some of the specials. Really, you're celebrating all month long at Bona Beef. So what can people expect if they come to one of your locations? I know there are specials on the day, but really throughout the entire month of May, you guys have some cool specials going on too, Joe.
We do. And today's Wednesday during May, which means it's combo day.
So combo day.
I just got done having a beef and sausage combo. I really did. I just had one. It was so good. But so every Wednesday during May, we're doing combo, which is Italian beef with Italian sausage. And you could have it your way. You could have it dry, dipped, baptized, hot, sweet peppers. And we're offering that at $7.99, which is a couple dollar discount. And that's through May. We're also doing where you could sign up for 10 lucky winners are going to get Italian beef for a year. So if you join our rewards program, you get entered into a contest to win Italian beef for a year. And we're also offering, you know, other different prizes, local Chicago, you know, Lollapalooza and Riot Fest and some other Chicago Cubs tickets. So we're trying to keep it all Chicago orientated prizes.
Go ahead. Sorry, Joe.
No, that's okay. So the other thing is that on the 24th, which what we've done is we wanted it to be the Saturday before Memorial Day. That's the day. So it's not always on the 24th, but it falls on Memorial Day weekend on that Saturday. And we're offering a Italian beef and front fry for $7.99, and we're offering that in all 32 of our locations.
Wow.
And one of the great combos in Chicago is the Italian beef on pizza, which seems to be getting more and more popular. But do I have this right? You guys are partnering with Giordano's?
Yes. I'm glad you brought that up. So yeah, Giordano's is they've been working on it, and they're finally rolling it out. It's an Italian beef and giardiniera deep dish pizza, and it is really, really good. I have to say that all the flavors together, I was a little hesitant on it at first, but you know, as it was developed and it tastes, it's really a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful product. They're offering that through their mail order, and like I said, they're starting it on the 24th of May.
I'm going to celebrate that way, Joe. We totally forgot to ask you, how do you like your beef?
Well, it's a great question, and you know, for years, I was a real simple dip with hot giardiniera. That was it. But you know, I'm really leaning towards combos these days. You know, I'm adding that piece of sausage, and maybe I shouldn't as I'm getting a little older. But it's really, really good.
Just cut it in half, and you'll be good. You know.
Yeah. You know what the best part about it though? There isn't a bad way to have an Italian beef. You know, whether you like it dry or juicy or you know, baptized, hot peppers, sweet peppers, cheese. Some people put cheese on it. And there isn't a bad way. It's just really kind of a what mood are you in? And I think that's the beauty of an Italian beef.
Joe, do you watch The Bear? Because we just got news that season 4 is coming back in, or it will be released in just over a month. And considering you're from, you know, Italian beef royalty here, Joe, do you watch this? Do you watch the show at all? Do you enjoy The Bear?
I enjoy the show thoroughly. It's a very entertaining show. And it's been great for Italian beef because it's,
yeah.
But as an authentic, original, person that really thinks about the tradition of it, they don't really represent the Italian beef part of it right. You know, like for instance, what kind of a Italian beef restaurant opens at 4 o'clock?
Right. Yeah. You know, good point.
They're using a different cut of meat that's not used, and again, there's a lot of different recipes, but the authentic way is to take a top sirloin, which is about a 13 to 15 pound roast it for a couple hours to draw out all the flavor of the beef and make the gravy and then add your spices and your water to enhance the gravy, and then cool it off and then slice it very thin the next day. And there's a lot of people that aren't doing it that way, but, you know, that's the real traditional way to make Italian beef.
There you go. You heard it. You heard it from Joe Bonavolanto. I mean, he knows Italian beefs better than anybody. Joe, we thank you again for coming on the podcast. Check out Bona Beef all month long, National Italian Beef Day, May 24th. They've got great deals, great specials going on all month long at Bona Beef. Joe Bonavolanto, thank you for joining us, and let us know if the Pope receives your call about the Italian beef, because I know we're all on Pope watch now.
I'm waiting for the blessing, but thank you, and Merry Italian Beef Day to you.
I love it.
Merry Beefmas, Joe.
Merry Beefmas. That's great. Joe Bonavolanto Jr. from Bona Beef. Thanks again, Joe. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
And thanks again to Joe Bonavolanto Jr. from Bona Beef. Be sure to check him out all month long. I could go for a beef right now. How do you like your beef?
I like mine. I like it dipped. I like mozzarella cheese. And I like a little bit of giardiniera. I even will take, like, you know those pepper bros? So I will take some of the juice from that.
Spice
pour it
up
on there
a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So you like the cheese on it, huh?
I like mozzarella. I don't always need it. Like, if I go to Johnny's, I don't need it.
Yeah.
But it helps.
Helps a little
bit. I do have some beef news for us, though.
Okay.
So the Chicago's Best Beef Tournament, our very own, is coming back in June.
Nice.
Ahead of the Bear this time. We always try to drop it around the same time as the launch, but... first week, June 5th, will be the start of our Chicago's Best Beef Tournament.
June 5th, first week of June. This is very exciting. How many pizza spots did you have? 128?
128.
We're not doing that for beef, are
we?
No,
we're going to stick to 64. Keep it classic.
64.
Yeah.
all right, well, we'll have more information, but these brackets, they draw a lot of interest. So our next one starts first week of June, WGNRadio.com. We'll be posting on social. Mike will be handling all that, so... be on the lookout for our next bracket, Chicago's Very Own Eats Italian Beef Bracket, coming up in early June. Thanks again to Joe Bonavolanto Jr. from Bona Beef. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. Thank you for listening. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.